Welcome to the Gentleman Geek Podcast with your hosts Peter and Andy. Follow us on Twitter at gentleman_geek. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Welcome into the Gentleman Geek Podcast. I am your host, Peter. With me, as always, Andy Hara. How are you doing today, sir?
What's happening?
Not too much. Happy holidays to y'all out there.
Yeah.
Turkey Day just passed?
Fresh off Turkey Day.
Yeah. A little bit of delay in the schedule. Holidays are rough. Shopping, family,
kids.
Yeah. So we are back at it. Just to let you know, we're a bi-weekly podcast talking about everything geekdom. And you can check out all of our material at gentlemangeek.com. And you can also check out the show on YouTube. Just search Gentleman Geek Podcast. And don't forget to hit the thumbs up and subscribe. Let's do it.
Geekly Rewind.
Geekly Rewind.
Alrighty, so on this week's Geekly Rewind, we were going to touch base on The Mandalorian. It has released, y'all, and it is fantastic.
Cray, cray.
Jon Favreau strikes again.
Yeah. Yeah.
He knows his audience.
He certainly knows how to strike gold.
Yes, he does. And Disney never stopped paying this man as much as he wants. He's a brilliant man. And I love how he tells a story.
Just think about it. This is the man that brought you Swingers.
I don't know that one.
You don't?
No.
Oh, it's a classic. It's good.
Is that with
is Jon Favreau and drawing a blank.
Yeah, me too. Tall dude, right?
Yep.
Kind of dead look in his eyes, Frankensteinish.
Yeah.
Was he in the so I might not remember the name.
Earmuffs.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I know. Making this look bad right now.
Right at the start. It's fine. I can edit this out. I won't. His name's not Frank.
No.
He's from Wedding Crashers, right? The second guy.
He was in that. He was in Old School.
Yes. Now, you can look it up.
I'm going to.
All right.
Because I'm ashamed of not remembering.
That's fine. We're on there. Well, four episodes. Fifth episode just dropped tonight when we're recording. One of us has not watched the fourth one yet. And of course we haven't watched the fifth one yet because work all day and yeah. So far I am really enjoying learning about, cause I didn't read any of the novels or the stories or anything like that. And apparently there's been a lot, in depth.
You were way off.
What is it?
Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn. It's not Frank. He always reminds me of a Frank. I don't know why.
You're probably thinking Frank the Tank.
Yeah, that's probably what it was, to be honest.
Frank the Tank.
Great, guys.
We're going streaking.
That's a gnarly dart, man.
I'm all messed up.
We are off the rails tonight.
Yep.
And I love it. Right, so The Mandalorian. I'm really enjoying the story. I'm loving learning about the tribe, right? It is the way.
Yeah.
I've really, really been enjoying the story so far. I've enjoyed how he has a conscience, I should say.
Yeah.
I really like that. I guess the biggest thing that's coming from this that's hitting all the memes is Baby Yoda. I enjoy Baby Yoda. He's cute.
No, I think, cute little dude. I think it's a good character.
Yeah, and we know that his name is not Yoda. We just don't know the name of his species, so we call him Baby Yoda.
It's the child.
I don't know if this comes up in one of the episodes or if I just wasn't paying attention, but apparently it's been noted that he's 50 years old.
Yes, it was noted. That
it wasn't?
Yes.
Where was that? Was it, outside of the show or inside the show?
It was inside the show when he took the bounty.
Oh, was it?
Your target is 50 years old.
Huh.
And he gets to him and it's a baby and he's like,
wow, I completely missed that.
Really?
Right over my head. I completely missed that because everyone's saying, oh, he's done a baby, he's 50 years old, but in species obviously 50 years old is
different.
A baby,
yeah, it's different because when Yoda was 900 years old, I think.
Yeah, okay, that makes more sense. Yeah,
just as he was dying.
So from what I understand, this is happening between the original and the new Star Wars time frame, the new movies coming out. Is that right? Do I have that right? It's falling in between there where the Empire fell, and it's starting to come back to fruition. Yeah, right?
Yeah, so it's after Return of the Jedi.
Yes, that's all I meant. Sorry, yes. Through the original.
Yeah.
Not the original, meaning 1, 2, and 3.
It's supposed to take
four,
place
five, six.
Between Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens.
Thank you. That's what I was trying to... Wow, I'm having a great night tonight. I can't articulate anything.
You're batting 1,000.
I am batting zeros.
Good job, Frank.
Gosh. So Baby Yoda merch. Let's talk about that for a second.
Yep.
Disney.
Yeah.
I am actually a little bit ashamed of Disney right now. You think that they would have been ahead of this.
They usually hit the mark when it comes to merch.
Yeah, but so the first merch that kind of released were t-shirts. And I think the reason why people were pretty upset about them is because a day or two before the merch was announced, literally, Jon Favreau posted a photo of Baby Yoda, and that was just slapped on the t-shirts.
Well, dude, what's the problem? He showed you what you were getting.
Months, maybe probably a year ahead of time. You should have had like little plush dolls already.
But dude, what's the big deal? He showed everybody what they were getting.
Yeah. I know. And as we talk now, this happened like a week or two ago. There's a Funko Pop now.
Yeah.
There's, I believe there is a plushie coming or something like that. So they're going to catch up with it, which is fine.
And you know what? People are going to buy it up like retards anyways.
Oh, of course. Of course. I've been trying to find one for Christmas, but I haven't found an actual like non-Funko Pop yet of it. So, also on that, something about the Mandalorian that I also like is how they form their armor. Like they do the bounty. They go through the whole process. They get paid in the steel.
Yeah, ingots.
Ingots. And then they go back and they meld them into upgrades, which is kind of cool. I mean, that's really cool to see that it's not just something that's just given because you're part of the tribe. You actually have to earn your stripes, basically. And it's also pretty cool to see that they're kind of an underground culture now. Like, it's not... they're not prevalent. They're very... sparse, few in between. They're still a tribe, and they do travel together.
Nomadic.
I'm trying not to give up things because I know you haven't watched the fourth episode yet.
Yeah,
but
so.
I know I'm gonna kind of loose brushes on this.
Yeah.
I've been really enjoying the story. I guess I'll just leave it at that. So that's that topic. The next one that kind of happened in recent news, and by recent I mean in the last couple of weeks, was Sonic redesign.
Yeah.
I think they did a good job.
Oh, I think they...
Yeah, they made it look like it's supposed to.
They listened to their fan base.
Yep. Here's the thing, though. I still don't think it's going to do anything in the box office.
You never know. People might be like, hey, they listened.
No. This is going to tank. It's going to Frank the tank. And the money that they spent to do the redesign is going to be... they might not even meet that. It was like a $5 million redesign.
They embellished that.
Maybe, but to reshoot, or not reshoot,
they
didn't reshoot anything.
They embellished it because they came out after the fact and said it did not cost $5 million.
Oh, they didn't?
Yes.
They did? Okay. That was the headline, at least, I remember seeing.
It was the headline, and they're like, well, maybe we kind of embellished that a little bit.
Well, even still, I like the redesign. It's how it always should have been.
Yeah, I think it looks good.
Yeah, they reshot or re-released the introduction to the character, like the preview, the promo, whatever. And it was entertaining. Like, it was good to see Jim Carrey as his colorful, cartoony self. He fits the role fine as Dr. Robotnik. But I'm not going to see this in the theaters. This is not worth $25.
But I will say what probably would be worth money would be original posters of the original design.
I don't think so.
That's the kind of stuff that people look for, though.
I don't think so. Honestly, I don't think this is going to be big enough to be a thing. I don't know. That's just my opinion. You could be right. Let us know on Twitter at gentleman_geek if you think that the original posters for this Sonic movie will be worth something down the road as kind of like a hiccup. I mean, the only way that I can see that happening is if this movie has a cult following. Like, if it really catches fire and does it. But the movie doesn't even look as good as the Pokemon movie. Did you see that one?
Which
the
one?
The new Pokemon movie with Ryan Reynolds as Pikachu.
No, I didn't.
Detective Pikachu. It was good. It was a very well-made movie where they actually made a CG world that looked good for the Pokemon and humans that both live in. I forgot the name of the town is. That I'm not a huge Pokemon fan, guys. My wife brought it home and we watched it, and it was good because Ronald Reynolds is funny dude. So is it called Cloud City or Sky City? Is it something like that? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't really follow.
But they did it right. This Sonic movie seems like it's a road trip movie where, hey, we go to this point, we get into some trouble, and we run away from that, and we go to this place, and we get some more trouble, and then it's
kind of how the game was, though, in a way.
This is just pretty weird. Linear. Yeah.
I mean, not to get off the subject, but I've been hearing that Marvel and Disney have been like hitting up Hugh Jackman, like, seriously. Hardcore about reprising his role.
Ooh. So you think they're making a new X-Men movie, or you think they're going to be making like Avengers versus X-Men?
They want him back in that role.
Hulk versus Wolverine?
That's been rumored.
I think we've talked about that one in the past. But
That's been rumored.
Yeah. Jackman wasn't mentioned as being Wolverine. I mean,
there was some speculation of him playing a Wolverine from a different...
Mm-hmm.
Like
a multiverse type thing? Wow. All right.
So.
Huh. That would be... I think we've expressed this in the past, but Wolverine is Jackman. Like, it's just it's hand in hand now.
Nobody else can take that.
No.
He made the role. He should keep playing it.
Oh, I agree. But it's up to him, right?
Hashtag Hugh Jackman.
Hashtag Hugh Jackman, come back.
Please. Take my money.
Take my money. Honestly, that I would go see. And as we're kind of like, we're kind of gotten away from the Geekly Rewind right now, but just an off topic, off the cuff here. I'm sure you heard of the Martin Scorsese thing about cinema and all that stuff.
Oh, you know what?
And that's fine. When he actually talked about, when you actually read the whole article, he wasn't bagging action films. What he was basically trying to get across was it's harder for independent filmmakers to make films because it's never going to make anything, even as little as it was before. No one goes to the theater anymore to see a dialogue movie or an actor's movie or an actress's movie. It's always for the big blockbusters.
Not always.
Yeah, that's if you look at the trends of the box offices, that's really what it's for. It's either big, huge comedy events or big, huge action huge movies. It's no longer, you're not going there to see like Casablanca or whatever, like, you know, stuff like that, or The Gangs of New York, or, you know, Titanic.
I think the problem with the box office right now is that people are tired of constant remakes. How many times can you remake a movie?
Yes.
Like, come on.
There's nothing original. I agree. But this is what Martin's saying, is it's harder for those independent creators who have these original ideas to break the barrier to get into the cinemas, to put it up there, to be run it for, you know, a month.
Sorry, look at Kevin Smith.
I understand that. But even Kevin his is a limited Kevin, release movie. Kevin, his isn't in all theaters.
Even still, Kevin Smith started out when he filmed Clerks, he maxed out 3 credit cards,
but that's
and
what,
only spent $10,000 on that.
That's
movie.
What Martin's saying, though. That wouldn't even be possible nowadays. And the only reason why that one got so big is because it got a cult following.
It was given a chance.
Because it got
played at the Sundance Festival.
If Kevin Smith never existed and he were to exist now and have all those ideas, he would have a very hard time getting anybody to put that in a big cinema, because the big money makers are the action hero movies, are the big name comedy movies. That's what Martin was trying to say.
Okay.
The headline was really skewed and made him look seem like really bad, but he was like, no, I like going to it. It's like a carnival ride. I enjoy it. You go there expecting a carnival ride. You don't go there expecting a movie that you're going to rewatch 20,000 times over again because it's like good acting. It's just, you see it and you're done. Maybe you'll visit it again, like a carnival or like a Six Flags or something, you know? But it's not something that's like super memorable or anything like that. That's all he was trying to get at. And I agree with him to a point. I tend to like to revisit those.
I disagree with so Capold. I'm like, yes.
Those moments are special to us because we're a part of that culture,
just
I guess.
Seeing that happen.
That was pretty sweet. Yeah. But that was all Martin was trying to get across. So he's not a bad guy. He's just basically saying even his movies that he made when he was starting out, no one would ever take a chance and give him any money.
Yeah. No,
because that doesn't bring in the money, you know? The movies that made us. Have you watched any of those?
Shamefully.
No, it's not shamefully.
I haven't.
We only have so much time per day. The Ghostbusters one, I would strongly suggest watching. It's a miracle that movie was made.
I've focused a lot of
I know free time
a lot
on
of free time on Final Fantasy. But
womp womp womp. That's not a bad thing.
No,
honestly, it's been a fantastic ride revisiting that. So far, yeah, it's been a lot of
very
fun.
Dangerous dance.
It has been a dangerous dance. I've had to step away.
Yeah.
But it is a tightrope walk. That life and that. So that will be for a future episode. Yep. Stay tuned for that. But I would highly suggest if you get any moment, watch it with your wife. It is truly a miracle that that movie was made. It was really cool. And I didn't even know the whole backstory of, like, as much as Aykroyd was involved with everything.
That was his idea.
No, movie. I know. I know. I didn't know that. I didn't know that it was his idea or he wrote it. But yeah. I also didn't know his family backstory either, which is pretty fucking beep. Pretty cool. Let me do my put a marker in that.
Wow, please.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, I didn't know. Like, I'm not gonna spoil anything for you.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Watch it.
I'll watch it. We'll talk about it.
It's pretty cool.
Episode.
It's really cool. I also, guys, we're going off on a tangent here. Join us on this ride.
Yep.
It's just we're having a good time just conversating
just
right
keep
now.
Keep in mind we haven't recorded in several weeks.
Yeah, so
now,
we got a lot
on our mind.
Vomiting pop culture all over everywhere. The games that made us that
talk,
new
talk,
season.
Yeah, talk about Frank.
Talking about Frank. Vince Vaughn. What a horrible name. Should be Frank.
Good job,
Vaughn. The games that made us. I haven't finished it yet. I've only gotten into the Ninja Turtle episode, which I think is the first episode. It's really good too. You need to watch that. We'll talk about it. We'll have an episode of just the things that made us episode or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of takes me back to like the old VH1. TV episodes.
Yep.
You know, I Love the 80s
yes.
and stuff like that.
That's exactly how this is presented, except their interviews are a lot better. And the way they edit, their editing got a lot better. So it's like they're playing off of each other.
Yeah. No, I got you.
The end of the Turtles episode almost made me cry.
No, really?
It was the two creators of the Ninja Turtles were so close. Then they had something that separated them.
Well, yeah.
And then the show got
them. Because they didn't want. One guy wanted it to go the route that it went,
yes.
and the other guy did not.
Right.
The comic is nothing like.
Oh no,
the
it's
TV
dark.
Series, it's dark.
It's dark.
Oh yeah.
And then they had to revamp it for the show.
Yes.
Well,
the kids.
Well, first off, it went to toys first.
Oh, yeah.
Which was kind of crazy, right?
Well,
because usually the show comes. The recipe now is show comes, toys made after. Now,
nope.
This was the beginning of.
No. That
toys was, being made and shows being made off of the toys.
How do you think Transformers got so big? It started as toys. And the reason why they started as toys, the whole point of the cartoon was to infiltrate the market.
And actually, now that I say that, He-Man was also one of those shows as well.
Yes.
The premise of the show is to sell toys.
G.I. Joe.
It was a 23-minute advertisement.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, so Turtles didn't start it.
He-Man.
Yeah.
Transformers,
yeah.
They all started
that formula
as a toy line, and
yep.
it
right
and for a period of time, Transformers was even comics.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. That's
Marvel. Marvel.
Oh, sweet.
Marvel did
a
series of Transformers.
That's really cool. I would expect there to be like novels that kind of like went along with it, but like
not novels. They were
graphic novels. Sorry,
they were straight up comics.
Cool.
That they were putting out at the same time, shortly before the cartoon series.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. So, the Turtles episode, definitely watch. Obviously, I'm going to watch all of them, and we'll probably go through those. Maybe we can go through a couple of an episode or something like that. But
Laird and Eastman.
Yeah. I'd like to get our buddy Mike on it, too, because I'm sure he's watched it, and he's...
Well, that's his...
This is his thing.
That's his thing.
Yeah, and...
I mean, don't get me wrong, I loved it back then,
Oh,
too.
Yeah, I'm not taking away from that,
but
I know that he...
I definitely think that the comic...
Yeah.
The comic is very adult.
Oh, yeah, they even say that in the thing. They're like, this wasn't made... They made a joke to, like, the first comic that they made, they actually killed off the bad guy. And because they never thought they'd be writing another comic, so they had to like redo the whole thing, and pretty funny. And they had to cut the tails off because they looked like junk. But anyway, yeah, so definitely watch those two. What were we talking about before that? Sonic redesign?
Yes.
Okay. So the Sonic redesign is good for you guys. I don't think you're going to see a return on your investment. That's all I'm going to say about that. So. All right. So with that, we will get into the news and notes.
Boom.
News and notes from Everything Geek.
Oh, yeah.
Wah.
Wah. All right. So PS5 with handheld support.
Oof, that got debunked real quick.
It got debunked real quick. So we were writing show notes over the last 3 weeks, maybe even, well, it was about 3 weeks. And there was something that kind of came to the surface where there was rumors that PlayStation was going to be potentially touching something like the Switch.
Well,
Switch capabilities, where like you'd have the dock or you'd have the system, and then there would be.
It was more they were talking more about like compatibility, like the Vita, you know, in that aspect.
Well, that had already been done, hadn't it?
Something like that.
Because couldn't you play your PlayStation 3 or PlayStation 4 right on your Vita or remote play it or something like that? The thing that I got from it was that they're trying to. I think this happens a lot. Nintendo does something. Because Nintendo was a toy company. Nintendo's about the fun. Video games,
well, look
of course.
Look at it. They came out with motion control and everybody else.
Everybody has them. And everyone tries to do one better where like the Kinect.
But
one better.
Yeah, like, but the thing is that the original design for the Wiimotes was actually done by the company that designed the Kinect.
Huh.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because... They pitched it to Nintendo, and Nintendo's like, no, we're all set. We got our own thing going. And next thing you know, Microsoft picked it up.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kinect, I think, flubbed. It was fun for a minute, and then blech. It was fun to say, Xbox, record that.
Yeah.
My Xbox isn't on, is it?
I was more interested in the interactability with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole Project Milo and all that, which was borderline creepy.
Yeah, it was. And then that that studio went under.
Lionhead.
Lionhead, yeah.
Yeah.
At least the studio.
Yeah, studio went under.
Yeah. So this got, I think it was like a couple days ago. It just got shut down completely, basically. Where Sony
made a statement like. Who would talk about this?
Basically, they're like, son of a. So whether
and
or not
I found the official statement, I sent it to you. I'm like, well,
yeah,
that kills this topic,
dead in the water. But we both think that one or two things are gonna be happening here. Either they're trying to hide up the facts of something that did technically leak that they were kind of trying to, But on the other hand, it's probably true that they're not wanting to go that route. But you know, in that boardroom, you know, every time Nintendo drops something and it's a success, Wii Remotes, the Switch, dockable systems, you know, Sony, you know, Microsoft, they're in their boardrooms going, do we need to do this? This is selling like crazy. Do we need to do this?
The thing is, I mean, why even bother trying to compete with Nintendo on the handheld market? They've held it since the 80s.
Forever.
The 80s.
Forever.
You think of all the handheld gaming systems that came out, the Lynx, the Game Gear.
You think of all the old Mattel toys, too.
Well, yeah.
Just the ink blot ones.
That
going from that to the Game Boy.
Well, it was like night and day.
Oh, yeah. Where you could actually, it's almost more interactive because you're going through a level. You're not just doing one thing, like hitting a baseball. So... thing about it is that I honestly don't believe. And when this kind of broke, I'm like, that's kind of weird. Why would PlayStation's about horsepower? They're about the race of the horsepower and the power and the exclusive titles. PlayStation's all about exclusive titles. And Xbox is about the horsepower and all that stuff.
I know PlayStation's all about the exclusive titles.
Yeah. And Xbox is trying to go the other way where they're trying to go.
Seven remake.
Xbox is going the other way where they're trying to get indie developers and those indie games. Well, they bought up Minecraft and everything like that. So So they're looking for those little the underground successes rather than
complete collection.
The AAA
is supposed to be coming to Final Fantasy is supposed to be coming.
It is. Yes.
Xbox.
Yes. Yep. Yep. So on that topic, that kind of sparked another idea for us. And that is, well, let me first introduce the next topic. It's the PS5 dev kits released, or at least photos of them released. And this might be the end concept for the system, or they might change it. I'm not sure if there's backlash or not. I'm not sure. I think some people really like it and some people don't.
Oh, God, it's hideous.
Yeah, it's like, so it's a stacked, it's stacked. It's basically like, it looks like layers stacked. And as it goes up, it kind of makes like a V shape on the top, like a boomerang almost. It's weird. Check that out at youtube.com. Just search General Geek Podcast.
I mean, come on, man. It's like a big taco.
Yeah, it's not
appealing. I'm not into it.
This is the most exotic looking PlayStation yet.
I wouldn't call it exotic by any means.
It's exotic for PlayStation. They've only done a top loader PS1 rectangle, a front loader PS2 rectangle, stacked rectangle. It had a little rectangle and a bigger rectangle.
Yeah.
PS3 had the kind of curved top. Then they came up with the slim, which is slightly less. And the PS4, which is a pyramid without a top. It's just kind of like slanted up. And now you have the PS5, which is like one rectangle and then a bunch of V's stacked up on it. And it's not appealing to look at.
I would want that on my friggin' shelf.
And granted, it is a dev kit, but it looks chunky. It looks as big as the original Xbox.
It does look pretty big.
Yeah.
Oh.
But that brings up the next topic. And that is, with the PS5 looking to be the most, and I keep using exotic or different looking PlayStation console, do console appearances matter? Does it matter to have this entertainment system in your house? Do you want it to look like a piece of art, or does it just have to function?
No, I think it needs to be a combination of both.
Okay.
It should look good and be functional, in my opinion.
Yeah. To me, I don't care what it looks like. Oh, I shouldn't say that. I don't necessarily care what it looks like, because it's probably going to end up in a cube or on my desk. Oops. Or on a shelf. I don't really have my console in the main living space anymore, but I can see how that could be an issue. Yeah.
I do. Yeah. I care what it looks like out in the open.
I would be afraid that someone put like a cup on the PS5. It almost looks like a cup holder.
Well, let me tell you what. Somebody did put a cup on one of my old Xbox.
No!
On my old Xbox consoles, and I...
The 360 or the Xbox, one of the
first
Xbox Ones?
The first Xbox One.
No way.
Like, I came home one day and I flipped. I'm like, don't you ever...
That's why you have the high shelf
ever,
now.
Ever, ever,
put anything
put
on
anything
here.
On the shelf other than controllers, game, no drinks, nothing.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I flipped.
Okay. So with that, do you have a favorite design console? Whether it's special edition or just a normal.
Yeah, I mean, I was always partial to the design of the Dreamcast. I thought it's a pretty appealing looking console.
Yeah, that one is really nice. It's almost like the PS1, but it's more square, and the dome it's a little bit higher.
It's a little bit higher. Yeah. But
I always thought their controllers were unique with the is it a screen that they have in front of it, or is it like you pop the memory card in and you can see it?
The memory card had a screen.
That's what it was. Yeah.
I mean, the
kind of ahead of its time.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I mean, the controller is kind of a little bit wonky.
Oh, yeah. It's not a comfortable controller
it's
whatsoever.
It's not comfortable, and it's, you know, the wire comes out the bottom of the controller rather than the top. Oh. Yeah, but you got to remember that the memory card slid in the top.
Yeah, I remember that. I didn't even think about that. Oh.
Oh. So, I mean, it's not a bad console, though. They had some solid games.
Yeah. Mine's kind of boring. Mine's the GameCube.
GameCube is nice too. I like the GameCube.
I just like the symmetry, I guess. It's a cube. That's it. It's its name, you know. N64 was going to be called the Dolphin, right? So this N64 is the Dolphin, I believe. It's codenamed Dolphin.
Yeah.
That one has like a wave on it, I guess.
I always like the Super Nintendo also.
That one reminds me of like geometric shapes of like the 90s. Very, like, you know how everyone had the geometric shirts on and everything like that and the laser beam background? It's probably 80s, 90s. That one reminds me of that. That one is like a timestamp.
The Super Famicom is more curved.
Sleek.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so mine's the GameCube. My favorite controller is the GameCube controller, too. That's probably
I like the GameCube.
I like that one a lot.
Too. I mean,
it was a little weird to go back to when I was playing Metroid, but once I got the control of it again, like, oh, right, I don't have dual joysticks. I can't do that anymore. It's one joystick to move, and then you got to let go, and I think it's like the D-pad. You got to use that to, like, aim or something. It's weird. It's weird, but...
It made sense back then.
Exactly. Yeah, that's some of our favorite. Do you have any favorite console? Like, sorry, not favorite console. Bleh. A special edition console? Mine was like, I never owned it, but the Star Wars one that looked like R2-D2 with the C-3PO controller,
cool
the gold controller. I just like that. Like,
The Master Chief Xbox 360 was pretty cool.
Yep, the original Xbox one was cool too, the C-3 one.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, we saw one of those at the con that we went to.
Yeah, I was pretty close to buying it. I didn't.
Until you heard the price.
Well, the Mountain Dew one was the crazy price one. That one was the $500 one.
Yeah.
The green one, the Master Chief one, the see-through green with the see-through. They had see-through controllers as well that matched it. It wasn't that bad. I think it was like $150.
Yeah.
That's reasonable for a special edition one. But yeah, no. I don't think I have I don't think I have any other special edition ones that I kind of liked or would want as a kid.
They're kind of hard to come by.
Yeah, they really are. So, yeah. So with that, we'll get on to the last topic. This is going to be Disney Plus news again. But this one's really cool. It really caught my eye, especially growing up with Nickelodeon and all the kids' game shows. Jedi Temple Challenge. This sounds amazing. There's a caveat. You want the Jar Jar Binks?
Oh God, I can't believe.
I don't know why they went this way. They're trying to give Jar Jar some love. But my question, wasn't he CG in the movie?
Yeah.
I don't think the guy's gonna be wearing a costume. Ahmed Best, the actor who did Jar Jar Binks, is going to be the host of the show.
God, they're throwing this guy a bone.
They really are. I doubt he's gonna be in voice the whole time. I don't think so. I think he's just going to be a host. Maybe he'll whip out a one-liner here and there.
Crazy fan theories that Jar Jar was a Sith Lord.
What?
You never heard?
No, why would he be a Sith Lord?
Because he's the one that voted Palpatine into... He's the reason why Palpatine came into...
I have to watch. I don't remember that at
came
all.
Came into full power.
I watched episode 1, 2, and 3 once. And I've never watched it in like 10 years. So I probably have to watch those again to even catch on to something like that. Isn't he just an idiot?
Well, yeah, but
why would they? Okay. I'm not going to comment that because I don't know enough about it, but I don't even know if I can muster up the ability to rewatch any of those. Did not enjoy the ride.
Three wasn't out of the three. Revenge of the Sith, I thought was the best of the three.
Only thing I remember enjoying from those was Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
Being Obi-Wan Kenobi. I thought he played great, but I don't remember any of the stories, really.
The saber fight in 3 was...
Is that with...
Mustafar.
No, I don't remember.
Dude,
I gotta watch it again.
When they show how Anakin becomes Darth Vader.
When he kills all the kids?
After that.
They have
the big... Epic
battle at the volcano.
Lava.
Yeah. Okay.
Dude, that was pretty cool.
I have to watch it again. I was really young. I don't remember much of it. So I'll watch it maybe again. I got to watch it at least once with my daughter. So I'll watch it once with her. And she could be tainted by Jar Jar. So kids game shows. I think we both grew up with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were big in the 80s. Early 90s. So we didn't really kind of do this, but did you have one that was kind of memorable for you that you kind of remembered?
Just Double Dare.
Double Dare. That was kind of the classic standby one. I think even as like me growing up as a kid, I think a lot of them were reruns. I'm not sure if all of them were live.
No, they were mostly reruns by
yeah,
that point.
Yeah. So we got, I'm just gonna,
that was a big game show in the 80s.
Okay. That Double Dare, was that Mark Summers too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Because he had another one, What Would You Do? I'm not sure which. I think What Would You Do came first.
I don't know, to be honest.
I can't remember. Okay. So we got Legends of Hidden Temple. That one was pretty good. It was basically just, you had the Barracuda, the monkeys.
I never watched that one.
Mike would know, and he's going to comment on the show. He's like, right. It was this, and this. Okay. But that show was pretty cool. You have to get through one team would be able to try to get through the maze at the end and not get captured by the dudes, the temple guards. We had Nick Arcade, which was super cool. That was pretty cool.
I don't remember that either.
You don't remember that either?
No.
So kids would go in a competition to get to the final stage. And the final stage, it looked like they were actually in the video game. Green screen stuff and everything like that. So the kids would be like, kind of like walking. And then they'd have to like jump or like duck or jump. Like Contra or something. Contra or something like that.
Yeah.
It was really cool. I can't believe you didn't see that one though.
No.
Wow. Okay. You might have been in high school at this time.
Yeah.
Probably why you didn't see it.
By this point, I was in high school.
Yeah. Funhouse was definitely during your time. This is like one of the original ones. I've never personally seen this one. I just put it on the list because it was noted as being one of the original.
The only game show I remember is Double Dare.
Okay. All right.
To be honest with you.
So Funhouse, from what I read, basically it was a boy and girl team, three teams, and they'd all have to do kind of questions, puzzles and things like that in order to get to the last stage, and they'd have to try to, it's just like Hidden Temple. I think Hidden Temple was kind of built off of the premise of the show. Same thing, get through all the level and everything like that. Now this one, I tried to get onto this one, cause it was a phone thing. It was Nick or Treat. I know you aren't familiar with this one, but basically Nick or Treat was where kids could call into Nickelodeon during Halloween. It was only once a year during Halloween. And you would try to first get in, get your call answered, and you would go on a journey.
You were calling 900 numbers.
Yes. You had to have been.
Yeah, because that's like pay to dial shit.
Sorry, man. It was the thing that kids wanted to do.
Your mom let you do that?
I'm not sure if she ever realized I did. The calls were quick if you didn't make it through. You get like, it would be like this little sound of thing like, and then it would be like, you cannot enter or something like that, and you just hang up the phone. I don't know. It could have been a dial-free number, too. It might not have been that.
No, my friend. Back then, no.
All right. So, Nick or Treat was really cool, because if you did get through, you'd basically try to travel from house to house to get gifts and treats, and it'd be like McDonald's gift cards or like candy and stuff like that, and you would actually get the prize sent to you. It's pretty cool. It was nothing huge, but it was a cool idea back in the day. I wish they'd bring something. Maybe they do have something like that, where it'd be like a text exchange through your phone or something like that. That'd be pretty sweet. But that made people go to the TV and watch it, because it's just like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? When that first came out, people watched it because you couldn't interact when it first came out. You can now by texting in and crap like that. But so we have What Would You Do, Figure It Out, Wild and Crazy Kids. Now, Wild and Crazy Kids was pretty cool because it always seemed like it was always sunny, because there's a lot of outdoor activities, and it was kind of like, it was really fun to watch that one. Wild and Crazy Kids. Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Yeah, I remember that. All right, I remember that one.
Okay, yeah. That one was just three teams. I think it was a boy and girl team, too, or it could be girl and boy and boy, whatever. But they try to solve clues to figure out where in the world Carmen Sandiego is. And then Guts. Do you remember Guts with Mo?
Yeah, I remember. I never watched it, but.
Send it to Mo. And I think it was the name Mike? I don't remember his name. I remember her name, though. Her name was Mo. Global Guts and Guts. So this was basically, this was the ultimate kids show, the Aggro Crag. God, did I want to do the Aggro Crag. Like, if Nickelodeon Studios had an Aggro Crag to climb, I would just go there and climb it and pretend that I got a piece of the Aggro Crag. That, no matter what, all three teams got to climb the Aggro Crag. And I always thought that was the freaking coolest thing.
Remember the booth at the con that claimed they had an actual piece of it.
And Mike saw it too. And he was going to buy it until he realized that, I think it was like a cheapy thing, or so. It was a not a phony,
I think,
but
it was a knockoff, to be honest with you.
It was kind of beat up too. But I saw it too, and I'm like, oh man, I should freaking buy that or something, you know? But then I kind of looked closer, I'm like,
I kind of questioned it when I saw it too. It was like,
It was so cool. I think the guy wanted a ton of money for it. Oh, I'm sure he did. Trying to pass it off as something legit or something like that. But guys, that is our, what we remember from game shows. If you remember things on any of these specific ones, or if you know of other game shows that you watched as a kid, even if you were like, when I was a teenager, they had Shop Till You Drop, which was definitely reruns because that was definitely in the 80s. Grocery Store Madness, I think, was another one. So let us know on Twitter at gentleman_geek. Any shows that you guys remember, or any of the comments on here that you have fond memories of as well, because we grew up, most of us grew up on shows like this.
Yep.
I wish my kids had shows like this. It inspired me to want to do something on a show and win something. That was like one of the first things to do. It was great. Let us know. Once again, guys, we're bi-weekly. I think during the holidays it might, because 2 weeks from now,
it's gonna be rough.
It's gonna be rough. So I think we'll probably skip the rest of this month and we'll revamp back in January, kind of recharge your batteries a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's
fair. A good idea, right? So I hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll see you in about 4 or 5 weeks or 6 weeks.
Three or four
is it? Yeah, I don't even know what this day is, the sixth. So yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow's the 7th.
We'll see you after Christmas, basically, right?
Yeah, I'd say after Christmas.
All right. So stay tuned. We'll be active on Twitter like we normally are. So you can check us out there again at gentleman_geek. Check us out on YouTube. We got to get that project underway at some point.
I know. We keep talking about it.
I know. Keep teasing it.
We're going to get called out on it.
I have all the footage. I have everything. We just need to narrate it a little bit.
Yep.
So with that, guys, we'll head on out.
Peace out.
Later, guys. Thank you for listening. Subscribe, like, all that good stuff. Bye.
This has been a Gentleman Geek production. Follow us on Twitter at gentleman_geek. Or visit our WordPress website at www.gentlemangeekpodcast.wordpress.com. Thank you for listening.